to be with you and to share God's word with you.
各位弟兄早，是我的一种很大的这个权利到你们中间来分享神的话语。
I want to encourage you this morning to keep your Bibles open to Colossians, the third chapter, because we're going to be looking at that in some further detail.
我希望你们大家都把圣经打开，因为我们一直要打开的哥罗西书第三章，我们从第一节到十七节要来来回回在。
There's probably no greater thing that can happen to one's life than to come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
没有世界上没有一个事情比这个跟神有个人的关系那么重要。
When I was a young boy, I had the privilege of praying, my mom praying with me and inviting Christ to come into my life.
当我在那个年轻一个小男孩的时候，我记得我妈妈跟我一起祷告，要我跟她一样的在主里面。
Although at the point and the age that I was, I didn't understand everything that God had for me, but I know that He gave me everything that I needed.
所以在那个时候，我知道还不了解神给我那么多，但是我知道在那个时候，神是供给我那个时候我所需要的一切。
I wish there was a way this morning that somehow we could go from person to person and ask you to tell the story of how you came to know Jesus as your personal Savior.
我希望我们有机会到每一个人，请你站起来说，你怎么样子来接受耶稣的，每个人来分享一点。
I'm sure that every one of you, the details and the story that you would tell would be different, but it's the same glorious truth. Your life was changed by Jesus Christ.
我想每一个人的细节会不一样，但是大最主要的是神怎么样子带到你到神面前来享受神。
In Sacramento this weekend, there is a crusade that's going on at Cal Expo where Louis Palau, an evangelist, is sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with our city.
在这个 Sacramento, 这个昨天和今天这个 weekend, Louis Palau, 他有一个在那里有一个分享会。
It's my prayer that many people will come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
我的祷告是希望人借着这机会能跟神发生一个亲密的关系。
This third chapter of the book of Colossians is rather interesting because it gives us some understanding of what happens when one becomes a believer.
哥罗西书第三章是一个非常有inside 有内在的事，让我们知道信了耶稣以后我们生活有什么改变。
As we begin the third chapter, it says, since you have this relationship with Jesus Christ.
他说你们跟神这个信了耶稣以后你就有一个改变。
Set your sights on the things that are above, or those things that are in heaven.
所以当求上面的事，那在基督里，你们要思念上面的事。
What the Apostle Paul was simply saying, the things that used to be those items that you gave attention to should have less influence in your life, and now greater influence ought to be placed on what God has done for you.
使徒保罗在这边说，在你们接受耶稣之前，地上的事对你是很重要，但是你们接受耶稣基督以后，想到地上事，慢慢越看越淡了。
The Apostle Paul in those first verses is saying, set your mind, let your mind to be thinking about what God through Christ Jesus has done for you.
这里是告诉我们说，你们信了耶稣以后，要把你们的心思意念放在神身上，是要想到说神耶稣基督为我们做了什么事。
Let your heart be filled with the things that bring you joy and comfort and encouragement.
所以让神给你那一切的所有的喜乐，所有的安慰都在神里面。
And in the end, we will share in all of His glory.
到最后，我们要跟他一同来分享他的荣耀。
Isn't it wonderful this morning to know that as we have come into this personal relationship, that God's given us more than we could ever begin to imagine?
是不是这是多么奇妙的事情？我们信耶稣以后，我们想到神给我们是超过我们所以能够想象得到的事情。
Now, one of the things that I think that I'm aware of, at least in my own life, and I'm not sure about you, but my guess would be it would be the same as well.
有一
个事情我知道，在我生命中间改变的事情，我不晓得你怎么样，但是有一件事情我知道的。
That we spend an awful lot of time thinking about the earthly things, the things that are around us, and very little about heavenly.
我们花了太多时间都是想到地上的事，我们花太少的时间想到天上的事。
My concern this morning is not that we would be thinking more about what's going to happen today and tomorrow, but my concern is that we would be thinking about what God has for us in the days that are ahead.
我今天跟大家所关心的事情，不是说今天、明天要发生什么事情，我们要所关心最重要是上帝、神带领我们将来以后的事情。
I doubt that anyone would say to us, "You're so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good."
你不会讲说哦，因为我们想是想到世界上的天上的事情，上你在世界上是什么都做的不对了。
Just as I think of the things that go on even in the last 24 hours in my life, I have been focused on a lot of earthly things.
我想到我就在过去的24小时之内，我花太多时间想到世上的事情。
But the Bible says, set your sights on the things which are above.
但是圣经告诉我们说，不要思想思念，是要思想天上的事情。
Let heaven fill your thoughts. Let heaven bring you joy and peace and comfort.
让天堂，让天上的事情把你心占据了。
And as you focus on those things, you're going to recognize that old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new.
当你想到说你要思想上面的事情，那旧的事情就过去了。现在所有的你在发生的事情都变成新的了。
That's exactly what this passage of Scripture says, and let's move on in the passage and discover what we're to get rid of.
这就是这一段经文所讲的，让我们再看下去。
I am grateful that the moment that I asked Jesus to come into my life, that He began a process of changing the things I used to be and desiring that I would become something new.
我感谢神，在我一旦那时候一旦接受了耶稣基督以后，我就想到的事情都慢慢都改变了。
In verse 5, we have a beginning of a list of things that we should get rid of as we have become now believers in Jesus Christ.
在第五节上告诉说，在地上事情有一些事情我们要把那些完全丢掉。
Notice, so put to death the sinful earthly things that lurk within you.
这里告诉我们怎么样致死你们在地上肢体。
Have nothing to do with sexual sin, impurity, lust, and shameful desires.
我们你们要把那淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲，统统跟他们要毫无关系了。
Don't be greedy for the good things of this life.
不要贪恋这些贪恋世界上的好东西。
For that's idolatry.
这个贪婪就是跟拜偶像一样。
God's terrible anger will come upon those who do such things.
这个时候，神的愤怒，如果我们这样子的话，神的愤怒就会临到我们。
You see, he says, you used to do these things.
这里告诉你，你看，你从前都是做这些事情，在上面讲的。
But now is the time to get rid of them.
现在你们要致死，把它完全拿去。
You may say, as you listen to that first list of things that were to put off, well, those really don't affect me and bother me. But notice that the writer goes on to say there are some other things that we need to take off as well.
你可以说我们刚刚念的这些上面的那个五点事情，这些事情好像跟我无关。但是我们念下去，我们到底做了一些其他的事情没有？
But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malice, and behavior.
现在我们要把我们的恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤
and dirty language as well.
并口中的污秽的言语
Don't lie to each other.
你们不要彼此说谎
For you have stripped yourself of old evil nature.
因为你们把你们的旧的东西都拿去了
And all of these wicked deeds.
和这旧人的行为也拿掉了
In place,
而且要放上
Clothe yourself with a brand new nature.
要换上一个新人。
That's continually being renewed.
而且是这新人在知识上渐渐的要更新。
In other words, the writer is simply saying to us, here are the things.
换句话说，这个作者这样说。
Here are the things of the old life that was part of your old nature, the way you used to live. We need to get rid of those.
你的那些旧的生命，你的旧的生活，你的旧的心情都要拿掉。
Take them off.
完全把它脱去了。
Because you are a new person in Jesus Christ.
因为你是在主里面是新造的人。
Now let me see if I could illustrate this for you.
让我来看看我能不能再讲得更明白一点。
To make it a little more understandable for us than in living today.
让更容易了解一点今天。
We could take the whole morning and talk about each of these little characteristics that we've just read about.
我们今天可以在中间任何这一个坏的事情，我们可以讲一个上午。
But time does not permit for us to do this.
但时间不允许。
But the Apostle Paul is saying we need to take off the old things of the old life and put on the new.
这个使徒保罗说，我们应该把从前的旧的生命中间的旧的东西统统拿去。
Now, if I went to Nordstrom's store tomorrow into the men's department,
如果明天我到 Nordstrom 去，到这个男装部去。
And I said to them at the to the person who would be taking care of me, the customer, a relations person.
我对那个里面来招呼我的人，我跟他讲说我要怎么样怎么样。
I would like to try on a shirt that is extra large tall.
我要找一个衬衫是特大号的这个高大的人穿的。
And I'd like to look at a sport coat that's 42 extra long.
我要找一个42寸的那种。特长的那种外套。
And the customer relations person showed me some, and I say, I like that one, and I like that one, and I like that one. I want to try them on.
那照顾那客人那人来了，我说我要这件这件这件，我要每件我都要试试。
And he says to me, "All right, I'll take you back to the dressing room so that you can try them on."
他说好啊，那我就带你到那个试穿那个地方去，你一件件穿吧。
Now I say to the customer service person, no, it's not necessary for me to go back in the dressing room and try them on. I'll just put them on over the things I already have on.
他说哦，不是啊，我其实我不必到里面穿，我就把这个新衣服套到我现在穿的衣服上面就是了。
Now he undoubtedly or she would say, look, it's not going to be a good fit.
或者是一个男士或者女士来照顾我说，哎，你这样子的话怎么会是在合你的身呢？
He would probably begin to reason with me and say, sir, you've got to take off the old garments before you can put on the new garments.
他跟我说，你不能够买衣服这样买，你把旧的衣服还在上面套上去，不行的，这样子你回家就不合身的。
But I simply say to him, that's not necessary, I'll just pull them all on over what I have on.
我跟他说，不，没关系，不要那么麻烦，我就把那东西套在我这个现在的衣服上面，旧的衣服上面。
If he or she is a good salesperson, they're going to say, I'm not interested in selling you those things if that's what you're going to do.
假如他是一个很好很好的 salesman, 不管他是男的女的，他一定会说，你这样子的话，我不能够卖你这种不合身的衣服啊，免了吧。
My friend, that's exactly what the Apostle Paul is saying in this chapter. As you've set your mind on the things of heaven, as your life has been changed, you need to take some old things off in order to put on the new.
这就是使徒保罗给我们讲的说，他告诉我们说，你要把你的思想已经想到上面的事的话，你的这些从前的旧的在地上的事情完全要脱掉拿去。
All these things that we just read of that used to be the past, our anger, our lusts, and the desires of this life, we must get rid of them in order to find a good fit that God has for us.
所以我们要把从前在地上的事，恼怒、愤恨、恶毒、苦毒、毁谤，通通拿去，我们才能够思想上面的事情，才能过一个新的生活。
But notice that the Apostle Paul, in writing to the church at Colossae, in writing to us, says that we are to put on some new things as well.
所以你这里告诉我们说，那个使徒保罗给我们讲的清清楚楚，我们要把它拿去以后，然后我们才可以换上新的东西，新的衣服。
And notice the change that takes place by what we put on that's new and a good fit.
所以你要知道，你我们把这新的东西放上去，我们整个人就改变了，可以就适合我们的新的性情。
Notice beginning with verse 10, since God chose you to be a holy people who He loves, you must clothe yourself with, and then let's look at those.
所以这里从第十节这里告诉我们说，穿上了新人以后，这新人自上渐渐的更新，然后你又需要变成下面这些心情。
Tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
所以这里告诉我们说，新的心就是那怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔和忍耐的心。
And the reason that you put this on is because Christ is all in all in your life.
因为你为什么会把这些东西放到你的新的心里面？因为耶稣基督就是这样子的，在你心里面做工了。
He says to go, he goes on and says the most important thing is in the clothes that you wear is to put on love and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness.
再一次他说你们要把恩慈要把谦虚要把温柔和忍耐的心带到你里面。
When our life has been changed dramatically by Christ, as things become new, there's a new way of living.
当我们一个人被主耶稣基督改变以后，我们自然而然就有新的一个一套的那思维出来。
So let's review where we've been this morning in our time together.
让我们看看我们今天早上我们在
First of all, we've begun with a recognition that our life has been changed by Christ. By inviting Him in, He says that He comes in and makes us a new person.
第一个，我们要知道说，我们信了耶稣基督以后，我们耶稣基督把我们的人生就改变了，我们完全就跟到有新的样子。
And as that new person, we will share in all of His glory.
然后我们变成一个新人以后，我们在他荣耀里面有份。
And as a result of being a new person, there's going to be some change in our life.
所以再是一个变成一个新人的结果，一定有改变。
And the question that I asked you today as you consider this passage, have your friends, have family members, as your neighbors, have they seen a change in your life that's different from when you were not part of Christ's family and now that you are part of His family?
这个当这些改变，如果你们没有改变的话，你的家人、你的朋友、你的周遭这一切，是不是已经在看见，在你外面的表现出来这一切，完完全全让他们看见了
？I do not believe that the change comes overnight, but it is a process that God begins and He continues to change our life day by day, week by week, month by month.And year by year.
所以这我知道这些改变不是一夜之间就改变的，是一天一天的改变，一个礼拜一个改变，一个月一个礼拜，甚至一年一年就慢慢改变，像主那样子。
I am not the same individual that I was when I first invited Jesus into my life.
我现在和我刚刚信耶稣那个时候的人就不太一样了。
But I can say to you, He has made a dramatic change.
我可以告诉你，神耶稣基督把我改变得很大很大。
Now notice with me what a good fit looks like.
你现在可以知道，就像卖衣服说，怎么样子才要一个合身的新的衣服。
Beginning with verse 16.
在十六节那里。
Let the words of Christ in all their richness live in your hearts and make you wise.
要当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在你的心里。
Use His words to teach and counsel each other.
用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导和互相劝诫。
Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God.
就是刚刚讲的，是用诗章、颂词、灵歌来彼此教导。
With thankful hearts.
然后最主要是心被恩感。
And whatever you do or say.
无论做什么或者说话。
Let it be as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ.
或者行事都要奉主耶稣基督的名，借着他感谢神。
All the while giving thanks to Him, to God the Father.
在所有的一切事上，都要感谢我们的父神。
I simply suggest to you this morning that the thesis of the passage is simply this.
我简单的来告诉你这个整个这个经义在这里。
It is the Spirit of God that lives in us and who has promised to change our lives that makes us what He wants us to be.
是神的灵在我们身上着呢，而且他允许我们说他会改变我们。
I have three adult children. I've taught them everything that I possibly could teach them.
我有三个成年的孩子，我教导他是所有尽我能力的教导他们。
But in the end, it's God that changes their life.
事实上，最后改变他生命的是只有神来改变他们。
Who is the neighbor? Who is the family member, friend that God wants to change their life by the example that they see through you?
所以那些我们的邻居、我们的家里面的这个亲人，他们的改变都要是看在我们所活出来的样式。
Since you have a new life in Christ, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
因为你有一个在你里面有新的生命，所有的旧的东西通通要拿去了，看哪，这完全是新的了。
To God be the glory. Amen.
到感谢神，是说我们要借着这一切来感谢我们的父神。
456，自耶稣来住在我心。
456